प्यार से इतना प्रभावित हुए जो उनके दिल पर वो छाप लग गई है। तो हमारे दिल में भी लंदन की बहुत सुंदर छाप लगी है, और दादी का और गुलजार दादी का भी यहाँ आना हमारे लिए बहुत अच्छा, गोल्डन क्या कहें, डायमंड चांस कहेंगे कि इतना क्लोज हम दादियों के साथ रहे और सबसे बहुत कुछ सीखा। यहाँ की बहनों का प्यार, सब भाई बहनों ने भी बहुत प्यार दिया, लेकिन लंदन में जो भी बहने हैं हम किस किस का धन्यवाद करें, हुँ? इतना सब बहनों को सेवा करते हुए देखकर और इतना प्यार दिया सब बहनों ने, मैं आप सबका प्यार भूल नहीं सकती हूँ। तो आप सबका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद, और आप सभी को हार्दिक निमंत्रण है कि आप जब भी बाबा से मिलने आएंगे मधुबन, तो शांति सरोवर में भी आप सब आए और टुबकी लगाकर जाएं, शांति सरोवर का भी अनुभव करके जाएं। जिन्होंने नहीं देखा है वो तो अवश्य आएं, और जो पहले आए हैं वो भी गाइड बन करके आएं, दूसरे भाई बहनों को भी लेकर के आएं। तो इसलिए आप सबका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। ओम शांति।
ओम शांति। दादी गुलजार भी अभी आएगी क्लास में, तो उसके पहले हम बाबा की याद में बैठेंगे। पर मैं कुलदीप बेन जी को बहुत बहुत थैंक्स देना चाहती हूँ, क्योंकि बाबा के जितने भी यहाँ यूके में सेवा केंद्र है, सभी सेंटर्स पर आपने जाकर के अपना गुणों की खुशबू आपने सबको दी। बहुत बहुत सब भाई बहनों ने आपको थैंक्स दिया है, और सबने बहुत एंजॉय किया आपका जो शेयरिंग, आपका अनुभव, सबको बहुत बहुत उसमें अपने स्पिरिचुअल उन्नति के लिए सबको बहुत बहुत फायदा हुआ है, और उन्होंने सबने आपको बहुत थैंक्स दिया है। तो हम चाहते हैं कि आप फिर हमारे पास आते रहो कुलदीप बेन जी। हाँ, ऐसे मत कहना कि अभी एक ही बार, परंतु आप डेफिनेटली नेक्स्ट टाइम आएंगे, राइट? जैसे आपने कहा ना, गाइड बन के आए जो आ गए हैं हैदराबाद आपके पास, तो इसी तरह से आप भी गाइड बन के आएंगे, राइट? अपने साथ और भाई बहनों को लेके आएंगे। तो हमने भी आपसे बहुत बहुत सीखा, और बहुत गुप्त अंतर्मुखी और शक्तिशाली आत्मा आप है, और हम सबको सटली हम सब ने आपसे बहुत बहुत प्रेरणाएं ली है। थैंक यू कुलदीप बेन, हम सब आपको बहुत थैंक्स देना चाहते हैं। थैंक यू।
Om Shanti. Dadi Gulzar is just on her way. Dadi Gulzar abhi hum sab ke samne aa hi rahi hai.
Om Shanti. Good morning. Dadi Gulzar is on her way here, but Kuldeep Ben, who's been here for some time, is taking leave from us today to go back to Hyderabad to her service place.
Sorry. Okay, thank you, Kuldeep Ben.
So yes, Shanti Ben is just realizing that Kuldeep Ben has already taken leave.
आप सबके जो सेवा ली है वो एहसान चुका नहीं सकते
I can't
तो पूरा तो नहीं आता है
say thanks enough
मेरे दिल में आज यही
to all of you who have served me especially
ये दिल तुम्हारे प्यार का मारा है दोस्तों किसी भाई बहन को आता हो तुम मेरे साथ दे सकते हैं
There's a song that she would like to say a thanks song.
तुम्हारा है दोस्तों एहसान मेरे दिल पे तुम्हारा है दोस्तों
ये It is that my friends I owe you so much for the love that you have given me
तुम्हारे प्यार का मारा है दोस्तों बनता है मेरा काम तुम्हारे ही काम से होता है मेरा नाम तुम्हारे ही नाम से बनता है मेरा काम तुम्हारे ही काम से होता है मेरा नाम
That is whatever work I engage in. It's as a result of being in that task with you. And my name is as a result of your name.
यारों ने मेरे वास्ते क्या कुछ नहीं किया
What haven't my friends done for me? So I would say 100-fold thank you.
सो बार शुक्रिया और सो बार शुक्रिया बन तुम्हारे साथ आया है दोस्तों बचपन तुम्हारे साथ
I've spent my childhood with you, my friends.
तुम्हारे प्यार का मारा है दोस्तों
So this heart is filled with love for you.
एहसान मेरे दिल पे तुम्हारा है दोस्तों एहसान मेरे दिल पे तुम्हारा है दोस्तों ये दिल तुम्हारे प्यार का मारा है दोस्तों मेरी बहन जी इंग्लिश मुरली सुना करके आई है परंतु सारे क्लास
मोहिनी बेन has been reading Murli in English class but hasn't taken leave from the whole class though she met the class yesterday that was different and she's going to Poland in fact and then when she returns from Poland she will not be coming to London but instead she's going to be going to Worthing therefore Today is the last day that we will see Mohini Ben here, and so she's going to take leave from us.
शांति, अपने घर में आना जाना, उसमें न स्वागत है न छुट्टी है.
So when you're just coming to your own home and leaving from there, then there's no need for welcomes or goodbyes. But according to Baba's principles, yes, there is the system of welcoming and the system of taking leave. So it's London's great fortune that Dadi is here, and when we come here from nearby, New York nearby, then it becomes a pilgrimage to come to London. This year, I've been to India 3 times, usually it's twice a year, but this time it was 3 times to India because she went for 2 days just to see Dadi Kumarka, and to London this time also 3 times because of the call of time dialogue. Especially, and when I think I'm leaving, I don't really like that thought. When I think that I'm here, it's very nice. In fact, at the retreat center, we have a fixed room, fixed bed. So very much the feeling it is my home here. And I was thinking, for the people of the world, they can see that we've started the JAM program. And if for 1 minute in every hour they have silence, it's a very new thing for them. It's something different. But for us, it's a routine. And if that 1 minute is spent with attention, then as Dadi Janki shared yesterday, one is the jam that you eat, the other is the jam that's like a traffic jam. So within all of us, sometimes there can be a jam of thoughts, congestion of thoughts. And so it's not, in fact, just the traffic jam of thoughts, but sometimes repetitive thoughts. And so there can be a jam within the self. And so today I was thinking that whichever programs we have done for the world, that we've launched for the world, we should first of all apply those ideas to ourselves so that we have an experience to share with others that these are the steps that we've taken. Not that, yes, we're doing the same that you're doing, but we have already the experience of that. So any point of knowledge that we take, let us practice that. For instance, we do traffic control 16 hours. Some who don't have afternoon rest would say they have traffic control for 18 times. So if we were to take one point of knowledge and practice it 18 times through the day, then the dharana that can take place on the basis of that attention, then that dharana also becomes revealed. And when we spend that 1 minute of silence in a worthwhile way, then service happens as a result. And there's self-transformation, transformation of the atmosphere, transformation within our interactions and relationships. So much transformation within the Brahmin family. And so all of this has to begin with self-transformation. So I set my mind every morning of what I need to do with my thoughts. So at Amrit Vela, she was thinking, what is my message to myself for JAM? And I then use that point and practice it through the day. So I was feeling that if there is this practice every day, there can be so much dharana and mansa seva, service through the mind. And so we can really make a big difference. So my request is for the whole Brahmin family that let us have this daily attention. Not that we just encourage people of the world to have that moment silence through the hour, and but for ourselves to really increase our power through that silence. We see how people will ask us after 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, what the experience has been. We don't want to just share how many people participated, how much silence there's been, but the richness of our own experiences through which we can inspire others. Otherwise, we would do it for a short while and then say, yes, it was very good, but we didn't continue it as a system.
So
we can then promote the silence more so through our own experience. It's not just that so far the media has promoted it, but we need to promote it through our experience. And as Brahmins, we promote this program of JAM spiritually.
And
the zeal and enthusiasm for this program will then increase. Om Shanti. Yesterday's slogan was one that I really liked. I always used to think what it means to be the embodiment that gives visions, the embodiment of visions, light, might. But as Baba said yesterday, whilst coming into action, give others the experience of being incorporeal and the light form.
So,
in this, before Murli, during traffic control, 7:30, I kept that same thought so that I myself was having that experience, and then all around me, I could experience what it is to be light, angelic, and incorporeal. When we think about these things, pay attention to them, then it becomes a reality, it becomes, as she said, evident proof. And so that's the aim from Amrit Vela through the day, to take one point on which there is churning and attention, to imbibe that point. The one from the faraway land has come to this foreign land. He's speaking from his mind to our minds. There's a bird sitting on a tree singing. What was the bird singing? Come, come, O traveler. speaker, traveler, in your own words. And that I am creating a new nest, a new home.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, Daddy.
Good morning. Hum sabhi vartman samay Brahman jivan ke.
All of us at this present time know the importance of Brahmin life. Hence we are flying. I wouldn't say that we're walking, but we are flying. And as we fly, as we fly, we will reach Baba to our home.
इस ब्रह्मन जीवन का जो foundation है,
so the foundation of this our Brahmin life, what is that foundation? If the foundation is strong, then even if someone tries to shake us, we will not shake.
Foundation kya hai?
So what is the foundation of this our Brahmin life?
Foundation
each one knows this. The foundation is, that is not going to ask or wait for the reply because time is short, but the foundation is faith in the intellect which leads to victory. Faith. From the time we first came to Baba, we were in front of Baba. Then there was the faith in oneself as being the soul, having done the course. Then we recognized Baba and we had faith in Baba. There are four main aspects of faith. If all four of these main aspects of faith are actually in our lives, then nothing can shake us. These four things are: first, faith in the Father, faith in the Self. Then we can be stable in our self-respect, not that somebody says something to us, a little something to us, and we come down from the seat of self-respect, because such tests do come. Then thirdly, faith in the drama, because faith in the drama really gives a huge amount of help according to time, because sometimes otherwise we can be removed from the family. So fourthly, faith in the family. What is our family? What necessity there is for the family? Because it shouldn't be that I found Baba, I've understood myself, there's no need for the third aspect of faith, but it's very necessary to know the family, recognize the importance of the family. Because sometimes people say, I have connection with Shiv Baba, what need is there for Brahma Baba? What would my Brahmin brothers and sisters do? My work is with Baba alone. The speciality and newness of this Brahmin life is that when Baba establishes the new world, it's not just a religion that he's establishing. All the other divine fathers who have come, they have come to establish religion, whether it's Christianity or anything else. Their kingdom is established afterwards. It's not that the religious founder establishes the kingdom of that religion, but our Father is establishing both the religion as well as the kingdom together. And what is our aim? Our aim is that we change from Brahmins to deities. We haven't become deities yet. We will become deities in that kingdom. So for us, it's establishment of the religion as well as the kingdom. And for this, we need the family. Somebody said to Baba one time, it's a bit of a complication coming into relationship with our brothers and sisters. But, you know, just to have you, Bap Dada, is enough. What need is there to go into the complications of the family? Because that's where we experience maximum maya. So Baba gave a very good answer. Baba said, okay. Okay, just keep connection with Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba. In fact, some say that there's no need to have connection with Brahma Baba. Well, that's absolutely wrong. So Baba said, okay, just have connection with Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. But what is your future aim?
स्वर्ग का राज भाग्य प्राप्त करेंगे या नहीं,
would you attain the golden aged kingdom or not? Because Brahma Baba will come into the kingdom, but Shiv Baba will not. So will you stay up there in liberation with Shiv Baba? And so that child said, no, I want to come into the kingdom. So will it just be Brahma Baba and you in the kingdom? So Brahma Baba will rule over you? Who would the kingdom be ruled by? Who would be there? Who else would be there? So, if we think about it, this in our Brahmin world that Baba is establishing, there are so many beautiful memorials of the family. Without the family, there cannot be the throne of the kingdom. And as a result of the family, there is the rosary. And in the rosary, there is not the bead for Shiv Baba, but Shiv Baba is represented by the flower. And there are the dual beads. And if one bead is here, the other is far away, then can a rosary be created? But there is a connection between the beads. That's how the rosary is created. And this rosary of victory is the memorial of this family. So if we think that let me cut off from the family, then such a soul is one who is going to be just the resident of Paramdham. One who fulfills responsibility in all four directions. And not just fulfills responsibility, but experiences the benefit of all four aspects of faith. If you think about packing something, you pack it in such a way so that it doesn't move inside. You put in packing material. You pack it in all four corners so well. If one corner is not packed properly, then the content will shake and break, and there's so much shaking. So we have to check ourselves. For me, are all four aspects so good? If there's a little bit of slackness in even one aspect, that is of faith, then I will not be unshakable. There will be fluctuation. This is why Baba says, Nischay Buddhi. That is faith in the intellect. That is victorious. So will Baba alone do service of the whole world by himself? Well, the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Father may be able to do that, but the Supreme Soul also takes the support of the whole family. And you see the picture of the mountain where each one's finger of cooperation is there to lift the mountain. So, this is our memorial, just as the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul takes the help of the whole family to lift the mountain. So, too, we unite in Baba's task. And so, there shouldn't be any conflict within the family. Do we need somebody to always be nagging us to make us perfect? So when Maya comes through the family, comes through our companions. Or is it that Maya comes when we come into connection through service? Because we're not in service by ourselves. So that's the time Maya comes. And if Maya didn't come, And we say, okay, I'll become Mayajit, conqueror of Maya, just through having yoga with Shiv Baba. Well, that's not possible. If the enemy comes in front of you, only then can you be called the conqueror, the one who has overcome the enemy. So this is why we have to check is the foundation of my faith slack in any way, in any aspect. So with the majority it would be true to say that Maya comes in two aspects especially. One is in one's lack of self-respect. But to have that thought that I was victorious, I was victorious innumerable times, and I am that now, and I am going to be victorious in the future. So this is the faith of self-respect. Some say, people are never satisfied with me, they are never contented with me. There are quarrels and there's conflict, and so I just want to distance myself. So such a soul cannot experience liberation in life, and they would end up in just liberation. And so, for this reason, we have to check ourselves that through a lack of self-respect, we don't become disheartened. There will be conflicts, there will be quarrels, but these are our test papers. It doesn't matter where we are, whether we're living within the household with the Lokic family or within the center, that place, those people are the paper hall, which is fixed for us. That's the place where maximum test papers will come. It's not that it's going to be announced for us that in this paper hall our test paper is going to come. But from the time that we are born, test papers come. And so we have to be absolutely unshakable, immovable on our foundation of faith and self-respect. Then it doesn't matter how much somebody may tease us or try to make us fall, make us shake, just that faith, Baba is my companion. And there is the song, God is my companion, what is there to fear? So as God is my companion, as Baba had said once, the tests are like Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse plays games with you, paper tigers come, and so Maya brings you down in your self-respect very quickly, makes you fall from your seat of self-respect. And secondly, Maya makes us fall in our connection with the Brahmin family. So, to know everyone and understand each one's nature. And when we know this, as Baba had said one time, that when you know this is this one's nature, then there shouldn't be repetitive conflict. And in fact, with all of us, there is always someone with whom we have an account, and there's heaviness with that one. And so the conflict repeats with that one. And so Baba had said one time, say for instance you're traveling in a car or whatever, and a big stone comes in front of you on your journey. What would you do? Would you try to move that stone? Or would you go around it? what would be the most sensible thing to do? It's you who has to go around it. If you try to move that stone, it's like you've lost your life doing that. And this is why you know this is this one sanskar. You need kings, you need the subjects, you need the royal subjects. If everybody became kings, who would you rule over? So there needs to be each type of person in the kingdom, because here religion and kingdom are both being established. So this is why we have to check ourselves.
Nischay buddhi vijay.
Nischay buddhi vijay. Faith in the intellect leads to victory. In the early days, for the first 14 years, there wasn't service on the external level as such, but we were so intoxicated and happy being with Baba. Those 14 years felt like 14 days. The time went so quickly, and messenger souls would bring programs from Baba. And so we would sit in a circle in yoga, and Baba would have us put a tilak of victory on our foreheads and would say, now sit in that consciousness that victory is my birthright. Sit in that intoxication. And so yes, definitely all of us do have that tilak of victory on our foreheads. It's true, isn't it, that tilak is fixed there on each one's forehead. Just a tilak that's stuck on would perhaps even fall off, but for us, we know that victory is destined. And so not to come into the spin of anyone's nature or sanskars, any kind of conflict. Never to think that this teacher is not right, the center is not right for me, the teacher needs to change. But if I go somewhere else, that other place will become the test paper hall for me. And that's guaranteed. And Dadi says, I know this. I've experienced this. So not to go into any other matters, but make the four aspects of faith very firm, unshakable, immovable, and to be like Angad and show how you can be victorious and make the crown of Ravan topple to be at your feet. So be like Angad, firm, unshakable.
London ka saubhagya hai.
It is London's immense fortune that Dadi Gulzar comes to us. The senior sisters keep coming this way. And the things of Madhuban also remind us of the Dadis, the seniors. And Madhuban systems and customs are things that we are also learning here. And so Dadi Gulzar has brought something for Dadi Gulzar has brought something that's used in ceremonies. I'm not sure what this is. I don't think Dadi Gulzar knows what it is either.
Ceremony.
Oh, okay. So we are going to have a ceremony for Dadi Gulzar, it seems. Oh, no, not quite. We are going to see a ceremony that Dadi Gulzar has brought.
Satya Varashki ceremony.
Ah. 70th year of service ceremony. So this is something Dadi Gulzar has brought with herself, so that the ceremony could be performed here in London. This urn is Dadi Gulzarji's gift for Worthing, for the lighthouse. Daddy wants to share something for just 1 minute.
क्या करेगी? Transition यहाँ से करेगी. बस हो रही है. अच्छा कोई है? अच्छा. तो जैसे दादी ने दिखाया, रात को मैं नींद फिट गई. मैं नींद जाती जलती.
Daddy Gulzar showed this to Daddy Janki. Last night, and Dadi Janki wasn't able to sleep. 70 different aspects of Baba came to her mind. So many lovely memories came to her mind. One, Baba teaches us to apply a full stop. He also teaches us how to embrace. And here's a small token gift Dadi Janki presents to Dadi Gulzar. A lovely picture of Angel Baba in a silver frame.
Many das shab.
Mohini pen. Maini Ben says she's already spoken. Many of Baba's special children are leaving today. Bhagya Ben is also leaving today.
Kuldeep Ben bhi ja rahi hai.
Kuldeep Ben, Leepai is leaving. Who else is leaving today? Mohini Ben is also leaving today. She's going to Poland. And then when she returns, she will be going to Worthing, and then from Worthing back to the USA.
Om Shanti.
ब्राह्मण जीवन की एक विशेषता यही है.
One speciality of Brahmin life is we come into the gathering and then we also take leave from the family. But it's not taking leave from the family, actually it is taking blessings from everyone. And Dadi has said that go with happiness. And so this is what I say to Daddy, that yes, I'm going with happiness, and the things that I've learned here, I will apply them when I go back. The sister Bhagya. Bhagya means fortune, and definitely a most fortunate soul. And Yadav Bhai also leaving today.
Shanti, abhi big program ke liye seva ka idhar aane ka mauka mila.
I received the fortune of coming here for the big program with this chance of service. Last time I had come for longer. This time it's been a short visit, but I saw so much, learned so much. Experience the love of the family, and I see how much the family has really changed. And this time seeing the jam program, and I was thinking on the path of bhakti, people remember God with everything they eat or drink. And for us, Baba has taught us to remember Him. And so I will take this message that if you take on this practice of moments of silence, as people on the path of bhakti observe us, they too will want to practice the same.
This is for Delhi, to serve the globe.
So, gift of the globe from London to Delhi.
Om Shanti. I take my leave today. I go to Iceland for 5 days, and I'll be in France and Germany, and I'll be back on the 17th of October just for a night, and then off to Bharat and Australia and back to Bharat. So I'd like to thank Daddy Janki for her love and support, and especially the signals, as I said last night, that she's given me for my progress. And as Sister Mahini said this morning before the class, what will we do now for Jam? And this is my question in my mind that I wish to clarify, that each moment should not be belligerent, but rather have full attention to really achieve what Baba wants, which is the point stage, and to be a lighthouse and mighthouse. And I shall have that attention. And thank you to the London family, and particularly the UK family, for all your love and support during this jam process, which has been extraordinary. And to Sister Maureen, where is she? Hello. Sister Maureen, who I've not mentioned publicly, but I wish to now, for her courage and very good example. Thank you. Thanks, you all.
Connie, Dorothy, Jill, please come. Dorothy, come.
Jill had been part of the team for the Albert Hall program, and so memories of that.
Om Shanti. It's been a treat for me to be here in Faristan, the land of angels. That's what I feel like I've come to. And, of course, the program was fabulous. But more fabulous was than the show was the Brahmin show that I was watching, the way all the Brahmins flawlessly contributed and cooperated together. And it was really impressive to me to see such a big event happen so flawlessly with Dharna. And I appreciate that. And I'm taking back with me that to kind of inspire that to happen in the USA and also to go forward with JAM. Where am I from? Parmdham. I'm from Peace Village, New York, USA. Om Shanti. I'm going with Sister Mohini to Poland, and we'll be there for 5-6 days. We'll return here for 1 day, and then back to USA. Oh, well, I do have connection, but you didn't know that, did you? But you did. My mother was born in Poland. Of course, I'm American, born American. And so it's funny that Sister Mohini invited me to go to Poland. I says, well, that's funny, Mohini Ben, because my ancestors are from Poland. So it's going to be exciting to see that country that I've never been to but have only heard about. Thank you. Thank you, Mohini Ben.
Om Shanti. I'm Connie Ben, and I'm in Australia. I'm leaving back for Sydney today. There will be only a short time for me in Sydney. Then I will be spending some days in China with Didi. After that, it's going to be again Sydney, and then back to Germany for 1 month, and then back to Sydney again before Daddy and Genti are coming for our big JAM program. So I thank you very, very much to absolutely everyone, not just the daddies and Genti and the seniors, but to absolutely every soul that I have been meeting here. Because I've been going around with my huge big basket to collect inspirations for our JAM program. And perhaps some of you didn't know, but we had actually, because we're so much ahead of time, we had the JAM concert in Wilton at the retreat center before it actually happened here, which is sort of really funny. So we have been so much inspired by London in its preparation, and the whole process that you have been going through has become such an inspiration and such a great help for us to do a big program with Daddy and Genti. And it's not going to be such a huge event as it is here. It's going to be 2,000 people in Melbourne and 1,000 in Sydney. But we also have the CEO retreat in Lura beforehand as well. So it's going to be packed and really massive and a challenge for the family. Mm-hmm. And what I take is global cooperation was a lesson for cooperation, but JAM, the lesson of JAM is communication and finding the channels to communicate in an ever-growing family. And the subtle communication, I think this is the most important thing to learn between the lines, to learn in the moments of silence, yet we're seemingly so busy outside to our activity. But the silent moments and pauses, this is something I'm taking to fill that with that deep silence of seconds. I think Baba is going to take us into seconds eventually. At the moment, we're practicing the minutes. But to take that benefit, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart to actually have that chance to be here with you. Thank you very much.
Om Shanti. Jill from London. occasionally I'm in Turkey. And actually, I had the double benefit of course, having Daddy in Turkey last week and then coming over here. And it was an interesting experience watching everything happening here and not being a part of it in a very obvious way. Of course, in a subtle way, we're all supporting with our good wishes. And a twinge did occasionally come in my heart, like, I wish I was had been part of this, or I wish I was still in that, that big machine of London instead of in a foreign country. But then I always remember, Daddy coming here and Baba telling her to make London Madhuban, and how that must have seemed such not impossible, but if you look at Tennyson Road and you think Madhuban. And so I always remember that when I go back to Turkey, that there is so much work to do. And the sister I had brought with me, who's very, very new, was so excited, and she was saying, we have to have a launch on the Asian side of the city, on the European side of the city, we have to invite this singer. And I thought, it's also good to have young energy coming, because it gives us also new enthusiasm. So I'm going back today to Istanbul. And so we're looking forward to Jam launch in Istanbul throughout the Middle East, inshallah. And I don't know, personally I find that the best thing about this project is that I am having more Jam moments. And I think that's the purpose of it. It's for us. So, and see you soon. I'm not going to wait to be invited. You're going to see me more often. I'm just going to come for weekends because I realize how important it is for me to be connected with the heart of the family here. Om Shanti.
Rashmi Bhai, please come say hello and goodbye. Please. Rashmi Bhai, are you?
Om Shanti. My name is Rashmin. I should thank everybody to invite me here, and especially gentlemen. Also, on behalf of all of you, I want to congratulate gentlemen for having such a best program. Om Shanti.
Rashmi Bhai is very modest, but he's the legal eagle in the USA. Very surrendered Baba's child, doing a lot for Baba there. There's probably lots more, but I think maybe the daddies want to give Toli and Rishti now. So we'll just have a few minutes of silence. Om Shanti.